local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Hilton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, smashed up cars. Maybe 50 or more in the Whittier and La Habra area after someone or some people went on a vandalism spree. And they're looking for someone in particular with a BB gun. May have started this whole thing off. Let's get the latest live from the scene, KNX 1070's John Baird.
And there are a number of car owners who don't yet know about this damage. They're in for a rude awakening this morning. This happened between 10 and 11:40 last night. Windows were shot out in dozens of cars in Whittier and La Habra. Lieutenant Mike Prisbel is with Whittier PD.
We responded to approximately 15 calls for service, and each of these calls for service had multiple vehicles that had been victimized.
And the vandals didn't stop there. At least five vehicles were vandalized in La Habra, and possibly three to four more. Sergeant Ron Hurst is with La Habra PD. He tells KNX they found BBs at the scene.
Just some standard copper BBs were found in or about the vehicles.
So they'll be canvassing the neighborhoods again this morning looking for surveillance video. But a sheriff sergeant in Pico Rivera tells us they had a call, too, not about broken windows, but about somebody firing shots at two people in front of a home there. No one was hurt. Authorities believe the shooting and the vandalism could be related. Reporting live in Whittier, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Staff and students are going to see a number of police officers today at the Mulholland Middle School in Lake Balboa. There to investigate a student-involved fight that broke out after school. A couple of boys hospitalized with injuries. One had been stabbed, and the investigators say this could have been gang-related.
It's going to be a funeral tomorrow for an LA County Sheriff's deputy who helped an older woman cross the street. She was hit and killed after she did that good deed. And this is Detective Amber Least. It's going to be closed to the public, this funeral service. Again, she was driving to work when she saw this woman stumble in Valley Village in a crosswalk. She stopped, assisted the woman, and was hit by the car as she returned to her own car. She was 41 years old, leaves behind two sons. Victims of the Aliso Canyon gas leak. This is the one in Porter Ranch. A lot of them are going to be back in court today in a fight for a settlement. Live now to Santa Clarita, KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
These are people, plaintiffs, who are claiming that they were harmed in the 2015 Aliso Canyon gas leak. And they were told that they have to prove exactly what kinds of damages that they suffered as a result of that gas leak. And this was from a higher court, actually state appellate court, sent it back to this lower court here in Santa Clarita. So this hearing on for this morning, and many of the plaintiffs will be here along with their attorneys. And they are going to have to prove to this court exactly what types of damages they suffered and to what extent the damages exist. And then from there, there could be some sort of a ruling that would determine exactly the amount of monetary damages that they can claim. Money, specifically, they're seeking millions of dollars in damages. So this hearing starts at 8:30 this morning. The plaintiffs are again seeking millions of dollars in damages because they say that this gas leak, that it wasn't reported by Southern California Gas for 3 days. Reporting live, Santa Clarita, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Containment at a Yorba Linda water treatment plant on Valley View Avenue. There was a chemical leak that exposed some workers to hydrogen sulfide. The leak was discovered last night about 9:30. The Orange County Fire Authority says the incident was isolated. Hazmat team fully contained it. Five employees that were exposed are said to be okay.
L.A. Democratic Congresswoman Maxine Waters hosting a public meeting at Southwest College tonight. This is about that fuel dump by the Delta plane over Cudahy. She tells KNX there are still a lot of questions that need to be answered.
We don't know if the fumes have caused any lasting damage. We don't know exactly the extent of problems that may be caused because of this dumping of the jet fuel. The parents and the families and the community needs to ask questions.
Yeah, and some teachers affected by that are already filing a lawsuit. A congresswoman says that Delta will have a representative at that meeting, and there will also be a mobile medical clinic for people who are exposed to the jet fuel or fumes.
LA's Mayor Eric Garcetti is in Washington, and he will be meeting today with the Housing Secretary, Ben Carson. He thinks, and this is the mayor, thinks that they're getting very close to an agreement on a joint federal-city effort to deal with the homeless here. The staffs have been working on the plan for several months, but Garcetti warns there's no federal cavalry coming to rescue Los Angeles. He says new shelters and programs for the homeless will result only from federal, state, and local cooperation.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.